You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking Chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Welcome to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. I'm your host for this episode, Chris Chambers, and I'm joined, per usual, with Mr. Andrew Chamberlain of Jericho Road Ministries. What is up, Andrew?
And I'm just enjoying our podcast day and talking through one of my favorite business authors, Jim Collins. So I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely, man. And you know, just kind of to mention, what we are doing is we're going through this book. Again, a fantastic book. We highly encourage everyone who hasn't read the book to read it. It's been kind of on the peripheral of my thought for quite some time, but I'd never just sat down and dug in, and I'm so grateful that I did. It's a really, really solid book. And again, if you're not a reader, I mean, again, there's ways to listen to the content to get it in. You know, you had mentioned in the last episode, you know, don't just take our word for it. Like, dig it in yourself, see kind of how, you know, what you see in the book and what kind of stands out. Again, I can guarantee you're going to find some helpful content, no doubt, from a business perspective.
Yeah, and let's just add there, you know, as we're going through these episodes, through just different concepts of this book, if you are part of our BNI group and something, you know, intrigues you and you want to talk about this through or follow up with us, we'd love to have that, because Chris and I are by no means saying we are the, you know, the only voices on this book. We're just trying to help our chapter grow. And this is a way that we think that we can do it is, and if at the bare minimum, at least open you up to this resource and kind of give you a little teaser there. So, yeah.
Now let's be kind of specific here about that. What we're going to do, again, in the last episode, we worked through the buildup portion of what they call the flywheel kind of concept. And the three episodes that will be coming next, we'll try to record next week, level five leadership. First who, then what? That's number two. Number three is confront the brutal facts. All right. So that's what we discussed in the previous episode, just kind of briefly, kind of surface level. We'd like to dig a little bit deeper in each one of those concepts. And so if you're out there and one of those really, really is something that in your life, if your experience, you know, you've really kind of had to deal with those things, we'd love to have you join us. This episode, we're going to move through. Again, that was the buildup, the hard work that gets there. And then the breakthrough is the fun part, right? That's where your business really begins to take off, and that flywheel is just kind of working on its own. And those three concepts that we're going to be looking at, the hedgehog concept, the culture of discipline, and then technology accelerators. So those will be the three for this portion. But those six episodes, if any of those things really interest you, give us a shout, and we'll have you come on and join us. We're doing this, I'll just let you know, by Zoom today. And so you can join us by Zoom. If we want to record in person, that's a possibility as well. We have the podcast studio here at the office. So with that being said, Andrew, take us on, man. Breakthrough.
Yeah. That was great. I appreciate you doing that, because it gives everybody good clarity. So really appreciate that. So as he said, we will be having an episode on the hedgehog concept, but so we won't go into depth with any of these, but it is more of that surface. But it is the breakthrough. This is the fun part. You know, you've done that hard work. You've done a lot of the build up. And again, I just want to remind everybody, and partly I'm reminding everybody because I have to remind myself, that just because you finish that once doesn't mean it's always finished. You know, you have to continue developing your leadership. You have to continue making sure you're having the right people, and you have to continually be examining the landscape around you, those brutal facts. So I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news. It's just kind of my personality. It's not always done. You have to keep working on that. So yeah, add something to that, Chris.
Yeah, no, one thing I was going to mention regarding the buildup just real quick is I think back to when I was, you know, 18, 19, 20, 21, and there were, I worked in the post office for a period of time and delivering mail and stuff. And, you know, I remember, you know, putting my name in for some jobs up in D.C., looking to be a Congress, a liaison to Congress between the Postal Service and stuff. And I'm thinking, hey, I'm, you know, 20 years old, but I could do that. Well, the piece that I was missing, and I now see it clearly, and I didn't at the time because I was 20 years old, was that you need some experience, man. You need some life experience, right? You need some education. And so if you are a younger individual listening to some of these concepts and, you know, you think of build up, oh, man, it's going to take forever. It's going to come one way or another. That time's going to go. I'll be 40 here in just a couple of days, and I can assure you that 40 years went by quick. And so don't resent it. You know, don't resent that time you gotta put in that hard work. Again, do it joyfully, man. You know, that journey is one of the wonderful parts of life. So you know, don't resent that, man. Give your best effort during that time so that you can enjoy the fruits of the breakthrough down the road.
Man, that's great. That's really good. I won't add anything there. That was perfect. So again, this is the flywheel. So this is big wheel, takes a lot of effort to move. And now we're at the part where we put a lot of effort, starting to move, but then there's this breakthrough. And this is centrifugal force, you know, that motion where now it's got so much, and I'm not a physicist, so I don't know all this, how to explain that well. And there's probably people that's listening to this could do a lot better job explaining that. But however this is, once you put enough energy in it, it's almost like it has its own energy now and it's pushing itself. So it's a really cool thing. So if you think of a business, you know, one of the ways I word this is, you know, the business is bigger than me. It, you know, it's growing. It's outpaced me. I feel like I'm riding, hanging on as much as I am pushing it now. And it's an exciting time because you start to see all these things happen. It's very, very exciting. So first one here is this hedgehog concept. And it really is, it ties in to where we left off the last time with the brutal facts, understanding the landscape. And again, there's three components to that. We'll talk about that further in a later episode, but it's what you're passionate about, what you can do well financially in, and then the other component is the help me out, Chris.
You can be the best.
We can be the best in the world at. So let's say those again: passionate, which you can be the best in the world at, and then the financial, which you can make some money. So, and this comes off the heels of the brutal facts, really learning these things, really understanding the landscape, understanding yourself, understanding the finances behind it. So in a brief way, Chris, kind of put a little bit more to that before we move on to the real elevation component.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the way I'll do that is just take two of the three. And let's say that all you have is two of those three components. So say all you have is passion to do this and something you could be really, really good at, but you can't make any money. Again, it's a hobby, right? That's what that is. Let's say that you're really passionate about it. It's something you can make money at as well, but you can't be the best in the world at. What's going to end up happening is, again, you're gonna be passed by those individuals who are better suited for that. And then if you take the other two components, that is, hey, I can make money at this, and I can be the best in the world at, but I'm not passionate about it. You're gonna burn out. You're gonna absolutely burn yourself out, and it won't be able to sustain. So you got to have all three of those components of the hedgehog principle in order for this to be a successful portion, or for it to be a concept that is successful for your business.
Yeah, and once you hit that, I think that is the real jump, the trampoline, if you will, to the breakthrough. Because now let's just go to the passion element for a moment. There are times because of the work that I get to do and how much I enjoy what I'm doing that I can honestly lose track of time and lose track of like, man, I haven't eaten. There was a day the other day I was like, it was like 6 o'clock and I hadn't ate anything yet. And I'm like, I know I should do this and I'm hungry, you know, but you get so wrapped up. And you know, there's a limit to that that's good and all that. I'm not trying to make too big of a point there, but the idea is once you're there, it's a really good place to be. So this is where you start to break through. Then let's go to this next one. It's culture.
And real quick, Andrew, just kind of the underlying points of this whole thing. The first is disciplined people. Again, this is part of the buildup. This disciplined thought. This is the second half of disciplined thought. That disciplined thought, the hedgehog concept. And now we're moving into, in order to sustain that breakthrough, you need disciplined action.
Very good. Thank you for doing that. That puts some good parameters for everybody. I appreciate that. So it's just culture of discipline. And so when you hear this, you want to make sure that you're hearing this correctly. It's not culture of like discipline in the sense of right and wrong per se, but like, this is what we're doing. This is how we're going to do it. And we're going to keep doing that. And we're not going to try to do all these add-ons and extras and all this, you know, get ourselves caught up in everything. We've learned through the hedgehog principle. This is what we're passionate about. This is what we can be the best in the world at. And this is where we can make some money. So we're going to keep hitting that thing. So at Jericho, for example, we focus on just a couple different things. And you can hear it in our tagline, the hurting, the hungry, the homeless. You're going to hear those three words at Jericho all the time. We can't do everything. We can do those things. We can make, you know, we can financially be viable doing those things. And so we're going to be disciplined, very, very disciplined to keep hitting those things. So when we make staffing decisions, is it helping the hurting? Is it helping the homeless? Is it helping the hungry? When we make purchasing decisions as far as like large orders or capital expenses, is it helping those three? Basically, we're running everything through that framework because now we're going to stay disciplined in our thought that this is what we're about. So that's how, you know, from, you know, how I can put that through my filter. Chris, take it through your firm's filter and how that affects you guys.
Yeah, so I served as on the board of Habitat for Humanity in West Pasco, and then we ended up merging with Pinellas, so Habitat for Humanity, Pinellas in West Pasco. And in there, you know, did some training with them with as far as nonprofit goes, and they talked about this idea of mission drift, right? And that's the opposite of what we want to happen when you're dealing with this disciplined action at this point, right? Make sure that you're always focused. Here's the mission, like you said, Andrew. You have the mission, make sure that we stay with that. And if there's something that is good, something that could make money, something that would be helpful, that's fine. But is it part of our mission? If it's not, the better idea is to go ahead and pass that off to somebody where that's the center of their mission, because ultimately they're going to do that better than you're going to be able to do that, because that's the center of their mission. You know, for us here, again, veterans, man, that's what we love doing. It's what we're passionate about. We enjoy helping our veterans get the benefits they deserve for their service to our country. And so if it's outside of that, you know, are there other practice areas? Yes, but we're kind of dwindling that down as far as that goes. Are there other areas that absolutely could be financially beneficial for us? 1,000%. However, it's not what we do. When we use that hedgehog principle idea, that concept, we have to stay disciplined. And if we do that, we believe, right, that this breakthrough will absolutely continue and will thrive.
I just thought of a good example of maybe a way, this may date us just a little bit, but a good example of how this can be applied is Michael Jordan when he went to baseball. Mm-hmm. You have this individual, and I won't go to the whole story, but, you know, his father passed and such a passion for it. And the reality is this, is that if Michael Jordan had spent the time in baseball that he did basketball, he would have been probably just as good or better or whatever, you know. Yeah. And everybody talks about, you know, well, he never made it to the pros. Well, he still was on a AA team and he was starting to play really well, so he could do it. But what happened was he didn't have, you know, what would have his basketball career been like if he had a couple more years in basketball? Who knows, you know, but he's still greatest of all time, right? And he learned quickly. Now I got to get back, you know, basketball. And the point is there is like, you have to stay focused on that one thing. And again, I'm not making some comment that he did the wrong thing, and good grief, he was in a position where he can make those decisions, but it is still kind of interesting. Even you take the greatest that there ever was in basketball, and you know, it wasn't the same in baseball. And so it's the same. If Michael Jordan can't do that, let's be honest, we probably can't either. You know, we need to stay focused. We need to have that culture of discipline. Here's one that I absolutely love, and I've seen it in Jericho, is this last concept that we'll talk about here, is this technology accelerators. So again, let's picture this flywheel. You're pushing, you've done all this internal hard work, you've got the hedgehog, you know where you're going, you know how to do it, now you're going to focus on it. And when you focus on that and you get really good, you start to see this lift. You start to see more profits. You're starting to see your business grow. You're starting to see the community look to you as an expert in that industry. And it just seems really starts to grow. It's an exciting time. I can remember, before I get to the technologies, I got one more. I remember somebody coming up to me in a previous job I did. And when they found out like the size of our church, we had grown considerably, but they came and found out the size of the church. And I told her the actual size. She's like, oh, I'm shocked. I thought everybody in this town went to this church because I keep hearing about it so much. That's that exciting part of that lift when you're seeing that thing happen. So sorry, I kind of went back a little bit. But anyway, technology. So this is one of the things that we've seen here at Jericho. Now that we've got rolling, we have been able to add in so many different technological advancements from an automation standpoint, from an improving system standpoint, that now it's incredible. I'll give you an example. We do online pickups for our thrift stores now. We have a wonderful dispatcher who does a great job, but we're on track right now through adding this technical piece to add about 1,000 more pickups this year, which is incredible. We do all of our job applications online. Now, because of that, we can do our onboarding. We're doing all of our training is now through, we do videos for our training, so we can send, you know, we'll be able to do that element. But all these things would not have been able to happen without what? The whole process. And now because we can do that, we're not spending the energy and the time that we used to have to spend on those things. And now we can just keep growing all the more. So it's this wonderful piece. I could probably add like 10 more things there, but for the lack, for sake of time, I won't. But I've really enjoyed that part, because now from a staffing standpoint, yeah, we've nearly doubled our staff since we've been here. But besides that, our staff is getting to do so many creative and wonderful things that are still focused on that hedgehog, still focused on that discipline. This is where we're going. But we've added all this technology to make it easier. So that's where we take it. It's a very exciting, fun time. Can you say something similar for yourself?
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, technology obviously for all areas has definitely helped. I mean, I think back to the firm that I used to be with, and, you know, and actually if you go back in the legal field in particular, what you find is in order to start a firm in the past, you would have to buy, you know, very, very expensive software that would allow you, you know, one time purchase, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars. So the entrance fee just to get into the legal field was very, very steep, which is what ended up leading many, many folks out of law school and beyond to simply join a firm that's already established, as opposed to being able to start your own firm. You know, now with the cloud and with the internet, you know, we use an online-based, a cloud-based program that keeps track of everything for us. I mean, on our phone now, you know, if I'm on, you know, on the weekend, want to check, hey, what do I got Monday? I can pull my calendar up on my phone, just like that, you know? And so that definitely helps, which is something we didn't have. We weren't able to do that. You know, we were trying to figure out a way with the other firm, how can I have this? And, well, you got to print it out on Friday if you want it for Monday. You know, it's kind of one of those things before you leave. Another thing is with just what we're doing now, you know, Andrew and I are recording on Zoom right now, and we're able to do hearings this way. I'm able to do hearings with veterans this way, you know, Board of Veterans Appeals, all the judges up in Washington, D.C., in Maryland and Virginia area. They're in their homes, you know, with COVID and everything. I'm here in my office. My clients are at their homes, and we're able to have those conversations, hold those hearings. Again, you go back just a year plus, and we're talking about having to drive down to St. Pete, an hour and a half drive there, hour and a half back. And you know, for one hearing, maybe two hearings, you know, now I'm able to sit here in my office, start at 8:30 in the morning, go to 3:30 in the afternoon, hold 6-7 hearings in one day, knock them all out. Right. And so definitely, you know, technology, if you lean into that, there's some attorneys out there that are unwilling to do that. That simply say, no, I'm not going to go that route. We'll wait until it gets back to in person. And again, this isn't just about COVID. It's about also, you know, being willing to adapt when the opportunity arises. And it definitely has. And it's helped us significantly, for sure.
Yeah. And I think that's the key, is that last part there, is it significantly helps. And that's the whole part here now. Because you have these things in place, because we have these things in place, that wheel is running on its own. Like, I'll give you an example again, back to the booking of pickups for us doing it online. We used to just staff that from, you know, 8 to 3 or whatever, actually it was like 8 to noon. Now we do the guy full time, but we're booking stuff 24/7 because people can do it at any time. And so we're not missing out on that merchandise that we could have been missing out on a year ago. So therefore we're seeing an explosion, and it's phenomenal. So, but I want to stress something, because you hear this and we're enjoying the fruits of it. It's fun, but I'll promise you this, if you're hearing it, if you don't do the hard work prior to, you will not get there. And I made this point with you, Chris, off air, that yes, the technology has been great for you, but if you wouldn't have all those years, can you imagine doing 7 hearings or whatever back to back, and all the knowledge you'd have to have, and how stressed you would be, you know, if you wouldn't have had all that time to build up for that?
Absolutely. 100%. And you know, another point that that Collins makes here about the technology accelerants, if you don't want to take a technology accelerant apart from all of this, all of these other points that that he makes here, all of these other concepts, this is simply in addition to, right? And to be used with, it's not something, oh, we're going to use this technology accelerant to get us to the next level. He gives an example in the book regarding an online company, you know, back in the early 2000s, maybe late 90s, in which, you know, the dot-com bust, or dot-com bubble, right? And all of these businesses coming out, this business side, hey, we're going to go online and we're going to launch and it's going to be fantastic. And ultimately that's all they were using was the technology accelerant, right? And they didn't have all of these underlying, this buildup process, all that hard work that you're talking about leading up to that. And of course it wasn't sustainable. So absolutely 100%, you got to put in all that hard work and then technology can simply be used to help you get to that next level. But you gotta put in the hard work first.
Yeah, phenomenal. Well, hopefully everybody's enjoyed this. These are, we've done this episode here on the breakthrough. We've done a previous one on the buildup. And then we're going to be breaking these things out even further from there. So hopefully there's been some encouragement there. Hopefully there's been some challenge there. And then where you want to engage with us, we'd love to have you do that. So thank you, Chris. I appreciate it so much.
No, thanks so much for everybody listening to the Winning Edge podcast. Andrew, thanks as always.
See ya. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge podcast. Please be sure to check out the show notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their websites, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking!